sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
We are back with another interview so that you can add to your struggle well toolbox. Once a month, you will hear one of us have a conversation with someone that we know is going to add value to this drug community.
And today is my interview. I sat down with Kelly Hampton. You can find her on Instagram at ETST, which stands for Enjoying the Small Things, which was the name of her blog. So I've been following her for feels like a lifetime. We've met in person one time. She's just a delight. She's like the fairy godmother of Instagram, like for mom, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
She makes life magical for her kids. So magical. Now, before you like reel back and you're like too much pressure, our conversation, I think you're going to find that it brings you a lot of life and freedom to do it in a way that brings you life as a mom. So yeah. So our conversation is about making magical moments with our kids. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us about your family and like your life as a mom?
Well, I live in Naples, Florida, and we have a blended family. My husband is 14 years older than me. He has two boys who are older. When I married him, his youngest was in kindergarten and his oldest was in fourth grade. So we had a little bit of time where our family, because we have three kids now, we had a little bit of time where we were all together, but his boys are older now and out of the home. So in our home is me and Brett, and Lainey turns 15 tomorrow. Nella's 12. Nella has Down syndrome, and Dash is 9.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe your kids are that old. I've been following you for a very long time. I actually realized on Instagram, you can sort your followers by see who you followed the earliest.
Yes.
You're number 3.
Oh, no way. Well, we were like back on the OG days of Instagram when it was all and everyone was just sharing stories. And isn't it crazy too? I mean, our families have changed, but also the internet and Instagram has changed so much.
It really has. Yeah. It's weird to think about. And I don't even know how I would have found you back then, probably through blogs. I read your memoir, but I don't know if I read Bloom before or after. You know, that all just feels so long ago.
A lot of the people, the original people that I followed too, were just people that I followed their blogs. And a lot of these people don't even write on their blogs anymore.
Right.
My blog grew and my Instagram grew after Nella was born. It was the viral birth story that kind of grew that community. And then now it's now everything on Instagram is very slow. The community grows slow, but I love that original community.
I do too. Yeah. And I love your page in particular. If people aren't following you, it's Enjoy the Small Things.
Yeah. At ETST on Instagram.
But it stands for Enjoying the Small Thing, which was the name of your blog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love following you for so many reasons. One of them is you make moments so magical for your kids. The little things that you do, the traditions, the celebrations. I'm guessing this is something that gives you life, is it?
It does. And I think the very thing that you said that it gives you life is the whole answer to it. Because I think when a lot of people, moms are like, how do you do this? How do I be? There's a lot of pressure, especially with social media and Pinterest. And we think that delivering magical moments to our kids is something that we have to do, that we have to go buy things and like have a party or whatever. And it is less about doing things and more about how we are. So I think those magical moments that we have are less about the actual thing we did. And I think they're going to remember how I was in that moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a kid at heart. I love these things. I do it more for me. I don't do it for my kids. They benefit from it. I think I'll be doing these things long after they're out of the home. I do them because I feel like I'm, you know, an eternal fourth grader who just gets excited about little things. And that those are the things at the end of our life, when we look back and think, you know, what were the most important moments? I think we'll all go back to those simple little things, you know, lying underneath the stars with our moms on a summer night and looking at the constellations. And of course, we elevate those things and add some little things to make them more magical. But I do, they give me life. They are, it's my oxygen.
I love that you said your kids, more than remembering what you did, they're going to remember how you were in those moments.
Yeah.
I can think back to back in the days when like Pinterest birthday parties for kids were getting like, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I tried to do that. I tried this whole like pirate theme and I was like putting grapes on skewers and making hot, I don't know. I was a disaster. I hated the whole thing. I was stressed out and I was like, this is not for me. Like, this isn't, he's going to remember not the party. He's going to remember mom stressed out.
Yes.
So I love that you say we can watch you and be inspired by you, but if it doesn't give you life, that's okay.
100%. And everybody has their thing. You know, I love the crafting and the parties, but if you love to bake, there are so many ways to make baking memories with your kids. I have a local friend here that does triathlons and Ironman, and that's her thing. She loves it. And now her kids are getting involved and she does races with them. And like, that is her magical moments with her kids. But I feel like if you're doing it for your kids or for pressure because of social media or your neighbor did it, it's going to be miserable. Your kids are going to remember less about the party and more that my mom swore and yelled at us the whole day because she was stressed out. So yeah, it is, it's less about the thing that you do and more about, it reminds me of that quote of like, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do it, because what the world needs is more people who come alive. Your kids want enthusiasm. They want to see you happy. They want to see you having fun. Whatever it is that you love to do, do it. And it will be contagious. And those will be the magic moments you have with your kids.
When I think about the things that I enjoy, like I enjoy gardening. I enjoy obviously house projects. I enjoy cuddling on a couch, and I could make those into magic moments for my kids. And 100%. I would enjoy them. Like I would, that's the thing that's really exciting about thinking through. Think about you first, be selfish in this way and think like, what do you enjoy and how can you bring your kid alongside and make it a magic thing?
It's funny, for a while when I describe like, what do I do and what do I write about? And people are like, tell us what you do. I went through, and this is like recently, I went through this crisis of like, oh my God, what do I do? Is this important? Like, I think there's so much, even still the way people say mommy blog. And when we talk about motherhood, that it's just trivial. And I almost got to this like insecurity thing where I was like, I craft and like, do special things with my kids. And I started questioning like, what is the importance? And so I thought, okay, that's it. I'm going to scour the internet. I need some data. Like I need somebody with a PhD. And I actually found a book that was so powerful for me that I read this year that made me value what I do and really did put data behind it. It's called The Power of Moments. And it actually breaks down. I mean, I was almost like in tears in the beginning, like, yes, thank you for putting words to this. It goes through the data on why we remember certain moments, why certain things stand out in our life as magical, why at the end of our life are so many of the moments that we remember in this short period of time. And it breaks it down into like four categories. And it uses the book is written so that businesses and establishments can actually take that data and create more moments like that so that their employees can have these moments and so that their customers can have these moments. And there were so many notes that I took in it on like how we can do this. And you can apply it to anything. It talks about elevating moments, taking like ordinary routines and somehow breaking the script, because we remember when things are different. And they actually take this data of when you show someone the same picture over and over and over, and all of a sudden there's a different picture, and then you go back to the same one, that we think that that different picture lasted longer than it did because it was different from the rest. And so I think to me, this actually takes off the pressure of me as a mom, because I think there really, it doesn't have to be a big thing. You won't believe, you know, sometimes at the end of the summer, when I look back and the kids talk about their favorite favorite memories over the summer. I'll be like, seriously, that was your favorite moment? Or they'll describe a moment and they think that, you know, this little trip that we took, they remember it that we were there for a week and we were only there for two nights. But there's anytime we can take this mundane, regular routine life where we're just kind of, we're not going to look back and remember it, and somehow break the script, somehow show something that's different. And so I love the challenge as a mom to, even in this last few weeks of school, I mean, we are limping through. We started this whole Tuesday thing that after Tuesday, when I pick them up, I have this little pouch and they pull out and I wrote all these dumb little things that we can do. One of them's like, go to the gas station and pick out a treat, or go to Wendy's and get Frosties. And they're really dumb, but they're going to remember it. And they already think it's so cool because we're calling it Terrific Tuesday. And they're like, when you hear about these things and see kids get excited, you realize, oh my God, this really isn't that hard. It's so easy. And then it becomes this really fun challenge to create these moments. How can I take our regular monotonous life and just pop in something different that they're going to remember? It maybe was 10 minutes, but when they retell the story, they're going to remember it as, you know, my mom did this all the time when you really did it twice. Yeah. You know, that's the magic of we look better than we really are because our kids remember things is magical when it took a tiny bit of effort.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even think something as easy as picking your kid up a half an hour early from school and going to Sonic, you know,
yes.
Like just interrupting the routine at random moments. That's so cool that there's actually science behind that.
I mean, it goes into other categories and there's so many things you start seeing patterns and you realize, oh my gosh, there really is a science behind this and something that we can actually repeat and do. And I've implemented so many of these things in my family, or there are things that I was already doing that I now have a name for now.
Yeah. So when people ask what you do, what do you say now?
Now I'm like, actually, the data shows that
you create powerful moments. Is
yes.
What
or I think like, I still go back to like, I know that I'm good at taking the ordinary and turning it into the extraordinary. I know that I'm good at taking a routine and turning it into a ritual and just taking something so ordinary and making it more meaningful.
I even love when you go get flowers at Trader Joe's. You do
yes.
that on a weekly basis, right?
I do it. This is like the one thing I started it during the pandemic and realized, okay, I need to spend this $20 and it makes me so happy. And once something gets repeated enough, then I'm like, okay, this is a tradition. And then I start adding little elements and I listen to the same song when I do it. And sometimes the kids get involved and we create these little bouquets. And I think a lot of it too is just having an awareness as you go throughout life, as you go throughout the day, to realize that just made me happy. That I just felt like, okay, what was it? How can I do that again? I need to do this more for myself. And again, it goes back to, it's less about doing things for our kids and it's more about doing things that make us happy and our kids benefit. They get a magical childhood when they had a mom who was happy, who loved life, who created experiences and traditions. And it's more for me than it is for them.
I'm excited to talk to you again about Moink. That's Moo plus Oink. Get it? Moink is a meat subscription box company on a mission to fight for the family farm. They're located in rural America, run by an 8th-generation female farmer. Their animals are raised humanely, their employees are paid a living wage, and the quality of their product is better than anything you'll find in a store. And I legit can attest to that. I made some pork barbecue ribs the other night from my Moink box, and oh my goodness, I said, oh, it's this Moink box meat, I bet. Plus, I made this homemade barbecue sauce, and it was legit the bomb. My whole family loved them. I said, let me make this again next week. We had some family in town and it was just not as good. The store-bought meat just was not as good. Also, their bratwursts are totally different than what you find in the store. Just so much better. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did. And as a result, Moink meats taste like it should because the family farm does it better and the Moink difference is a difference you can taste. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control over the quality and source of your food. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, salmon fillet, so much more. Plus, you can cancel anytime. And you know that Shark Tank host Kevin O'Leary, he called Moink's bacon the best bacon he's ever tasted, and the Ring doorbell founder, Jamie Siminoff, jumped at the chance to invest in Moink. Plus, they guarantee you'll say, "Oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got Moinked." We love it. We know you're going to love it too. Keep America's farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/MSW right now. And listeners to the show get free filet mignon in their order for a year. That's 1 year of the best filet mignon you ever tasted, but for a limited time. Spell M-O-I-N-K box.com/MSW. That's moinkbox.com/MSW. After I had Owen, I noticed my hair started shedding. It was concerning how much I was losing, especially because my hair was super duper long and I used to dye it dark brown because I was edgy before I had kids. And Big Boy would see it in the shower and be like, do we need to be worried about what's happening in there? So after pregnancy, your body is still shifting, recalibrating, and doing things that don't feel normal. One of the alarming side effects of all the hormonal changes can be excessive shedding that freaks out your husband. Hair that comes out in clumps, even when you wash it or brush it. Thankfully, Pros can help stop the shedding cycle and grow back your hair. Pros specializes in custom hair care, and now they also make custom hair supplements that are personally tailored to address your specific cause of shedding. They take into account things like hormonal changes, stress level, diet, and more, and the result is customized supplements guaranteed to help you grow thicker, longer, softer hair in record time. Made with clean, safe, and natural ingredients, Pros hair supplements are just two capsules you take daily. The first capsule strengthens and rebalances the scalp to reduce shedding. The second capsule swoops in and helps spark fuller, faster growth deep in the follicle. Better yet, Pro supplements are free from drugs, synthetic fillers, and DHT hormones. All formulas are gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. Doesn't that sound yummy? In fact, multiple studies show that over 90% of women are taking Pro's hair supplements. They saw less shedding, more growth, and improved overall appearance in just 90 days. Try your own custom hair supplements and you'll get 15% off. Get yours at pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off all custom hair supplements.
Okay, so what do you do if A, you're feeling down, like you're in a season of you're not feeling that naturally for whatever reason, or you are feeling it, but your kids aren't excited about it and they don't like what you're doing or don't want to, like, have you experienced either one of those?
First of all, any of this kind of stuff is always an and both situation where I, you know, people are like, oh my God, your childhood, your kid's childhood is so magical. And you're just such, you know, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Like I yell, I get lost in my phone. I'm not always present. Like those magical moments exist with these other moments. And, you know, there are days where I just don't have it in me. And I'm like, kids, this is a get on your iPad and we're getting fast food day, but they're still going to remember, you know, the magical ones. So they always exist together. One of the other things that I love sometimes that inspires me when I'm just feeling stuck is photography, taking photos, documenting our lives. It is something that I love so much, and going back and looking at it. And this is one of those things we can hear people complain about, kids on their phones and everybody having to document everything. And yes, there are, you know, a lot of drawbacks and a lot of things that we need to be aware of, but also there's a lot of benefits to it. And I can't tell you how many times I've looked back at like a little video I made with music with my family, and I'll even get the kids and we'll look at it. And I'm like, look at that. That is our life. When they get to watch it, they are like, yeah, you know what? This is a magical childhood. My mom does make efforts. And so sometimes when I'm stuck, I go back and look at old memories and like, okay, I feel it again. I feel it again. Let's do that again. And then there are times where, yeah, the kids are like, my mom's so cringy and, you know, she wants to do this thing. And I just lean into it. Like, you're right. Your mom is cringy. Come on. Like, and I'll just purposely annoy them or whatever. And again, when they see you're not dropping it, you're doing it. You know, I'll even say, I'm doing this whether you guys want to or not. I'm going out in the driveway and I'm going to do a puzzle and we're going to play music. And they roll their eyes, but they see me out there having fun and they eventually want to join. It's fun, happy people are contagious and your kids want to be around that. And it doesn't require them to be there. You know, are there times where, yes, I've told my kids, I don't care if you want to do this, get in the car, we're doing it. And, you know, most of the time they come on board and it ends up fun. Are there times where they roll their eyes the whole time? Sure. And those are, you know, funny stories to tell later. And it's all part of parenting.
Right. Because your boys lived with you you, your older two, right?
They did.
You've been through the whole teenage. I know with Lainey, you're just kind of entering that.
Yes.
And you also have already done the whole teenage experience.
Sometimes it's harder with boys, you know, and it often meant getting into their world. And yeah. With Lainey, it really is easy because she is a kid at heart and she loves it. I also think we have this little extra magic with having Nella and having someone with Down syndrome. It keeps this wonder. I mean, there's a certain magic and a sense of childhood, and you know, she will probably love to play longer. You know, will she be an accomplished adult? Yes, who, you know, does all the things. It's not like they're stuck in childhood, but there's definitely elements that stay in your home, and it's allowed Lainey to like still play with her. And so there definitely is, the kids still get excited about things. And I think sometimes I don't know, is it because I'm excited? Will it be this way forever? Sometimes I brace myself that they're, you know, just going to move on and not be excited about these things anymore. But it hasn't happened. And I've heard from a lot of parents that said, don't be discouraged by everyone that tells you enjoy it now, because it's not going to last. Because I know people that have adult children that still, you know, they never lost the magic either. Or you discover a new magic, you know, you always are aware and follow your kids. And if your kids just love video games, then find a way to make it magical. Go say, can I sit in your bed with you? I'll make a snack tray. I want to watch you play video games. Tell me about it. And you can create magical moments there too.
Yeah, I love that. And I love what you said about photos. I think sometimes people complain about Instagram being like a highlight reel. And of course, we're going to take pictures of the things that we want to remember. Everyone has the highlight reel. Everyone has those moments that you just want to like, oh, where's my phone? I've got to capture this. And I love looking back. You do such a great job too of taking those off your phone and putting them into things that you can enjoy physically.
Yes.
We'll talk quickly about that, like the things that you do.
Reels does allow us to do more fun things. And I feel like before Reels existed, I was kind of doing like a fake Reels by creating these things in iMovie. And we watch those a lot, and our kids watch them a lot. They love, especially Nella, she'll put them up on the TV and we go back and just relive vacations. And I mean, Nella can tell me, she'll tell me a video with, remember when we went to that place? And then she'll tell me the song that I put to that video 3 years ago.
As if they were like happening at the same time.
Yes. I love that. And maybe this is too, like I grew up in the church where people came and my grandparents would do slideshows, put a song to it. So since I was young, I walk through life and I already hear, I'm like, oh, I know what song I'm going to put to the, like, and it can be a bad thing, but I take it as a good thing. And then I create these yearly photo albums and I stick with, and again, this, and I know this is your belief too. I made it simple. I created a system that is sustainable. I do not, you know, back in the day when we did scrapbooking and we cut and wrote all these little things. Now I don't write anything. I drop my photos in these layouts and I create these annual albums with Pinhole Press. They're like these, it almost looks like a wedding album. They're these beautiful thick pages, like a coffee table book. And we keep them on our coffee table and we look at them all the time. I think this is another way too, to tell our kids what's important. I show them like, look at this, this is us. The other thing is, one of the good things about documenting is it helps you notice moments that you may have walked by. Like Dash was brushing Nella's hair and I kind of walked by and then was like, oh my gosh. And I grabbed my phone and got like a 15-second video and all of a sudden realized it was magic. And then I put like a song over to it. But you know what I did? I brought the kids over later and I said, watch this. And they all huddled over and I'm like, look at you. You are so lucky. Like, you are an amazing brother. And they kind of create these teaching opportunities and your kids realize this is what my mom gets excited about. She looks back at photos. She looks at memories and it rubs off on them. They realize family is important. Moments are important.
Yeah. Do you ever get overwhelmed with how many photos are on your phone, or are you good at deleting after you've, you know, put them in the album? Do you delete them? I'm asking from experience.
I go through phases right now. If I tried to take a picture of your face, it would probably be like, cannot take picture, memory full. One of the things I do is I sync my phone to Amazon Photos. So as long as I'm in Wi-Fi, it does it on its own. So all I need to do now, I can delete everything off here and it's already saved. It's just that I have so much to delete that it would take like 12 hours to delete and I need my phone. So do not take my advice. So I don't take my own advice because I've gotten a little behind. kind, but I always have backups. I lost the entire first year of Dash's life, the hard drive. And after you do that, I have backup upon backup. So I know everything is well preserved. And we take so many photos that, like, even if we lost some, I have to tell myself, like, these kids are totally well documented. It's okay if you lose some.
Right. When we think about, my mom has been scanning in all of, like, old photos, grandparents. There's like 5 photos of great grandma. And I cherish those, you know, because there is so few of them. But yeah, you're right. If we lose a month of photos, it's probably going to be just fine.
Our kids are very well. We can just go on our Instagram feeds and be like, there, that's like 1 week is more than my parents' 5 years of life when they were younger. We've got plenty.
I think too, like, someone who's, I mean, you and I work on Instagram. So in some ways, I want people to hear who don't work on it. You can utilize Instagram as a family scrapbook
and absolutely
figure out how to do a reel. They're not super intuitive, but you can find tutorials out there, add music to a video. I love that I work on Instagram because I can claim it as work hours that I'm like creating. Yes.
Yeah. When the kids are like, mom, can I have fun? I'm like, I am at work. I'm working.
But I think anyone can do this, you know?
Yes. I've loved with, like, friends who are first figuring it out and they're like, I want to make a video. And once I help them through and they make their first one, they are like, I keep watching it. I love it. It's like, it really does bring you joy to be able to go back. And once you get the hang of it, you realize, you know, the first one's a little clumsy, but it's a wonderful thing to go back and look at our memories and to see what's important to us. And even to create little fun photo challenges. And this is another thing, talking about creating magical moments for our kids. They want to see what you love. If you love photography, pull your kids into it. It's been so fun to have, like, my kids, when we go on vacation now, Dash will ask to use my phone and he'll go through the aquarium and they get excited about it too, because they realize it's something that brings you joy. So photography and videos and documenting, it's become a big part of our family. It brings us joy.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. A couple more things I could talk to you forever. Give me some of your favorite mom hacks.
Well, definitely there's always I think my standby is spa, like, let's have a hair salon, let's have a spa. And they get all excited, but they don't realize you're just setting them up so that you can sit and they're going to massage your head and get really into it and like lay it out and like make a little sign that has their name on it and put up the lotions and then like get a steamy towel. And then they realize you're the customer and they think it's so fun, but they don't realize that you're just going to lay there and do nothing. And they're going to massage you and they're going to think that you're playing with them when really you just get to relax and get a massage. That's like my old standby. And the more that you kind of get into it, like, ooh, let's name the salon, it really fools them. So that's the number one hack.
I love that. Yeah. I remember doing that when I was super pregnant, playing doctor, like just laying, being like, mom is sick. You got to go get your little doctor things. And
yes,
you know, I would just lay there.
Give them a roll of toilet paper, have them make a cast, but you get to sit there or do salon. Cause then they brought, like, I love having my hair brushed. Ooh, and so you get to be the client and they get to, you know, do the thing.
I think the takeaway from me listening to you is think, what do I need? And then how can I incorporate the kids into that? I think, and maybe not all the time. I'm sure there's times in our motherhood where we have to put ourselves aside, but you don't have to be martyrs, you know?
But like, even like a lot of the kid things, you know, and people are like, oh my God, my kid wants me to play Legos or whatever. I think if we really realize so many of the things that we miss from our childhood are things that we can still do. Like, I still love coloring books and puzzles. And, you know, I love children's books. Pick something you want to do and you realize, like, this is fun. We need to make more time to hula hoop in the driveway or get the sidewalk chalk out. And you're not actually playing with them. You're actually returning to your childhood and all these things that, you know, like Peter Pan, we leave it and realize maybe the joy that we need are some of these simple pleasures from our childhood. Speaking of children's books, one of my favorite children's books is, I don't know why this book is out of print now. It's so hard to find. Have you heard of Mrs. Muddle's Holidays?
From you, I've heard of it.
It's so good, but it's about this little old lady that moves into this neighborhood and everybody falls in love with her because she creates all these holidays. Like on the first day of spring, she has all these little traditions. She hangs ribbons on her trees and National Pancake Day. She invites the kids over and everybody makes pancakes. She finds all these hidden holidays and has so many of them. And at the very end of the book, the kids, she comes back to her house and there's all these streamers and she's like, I missed a holiday. What did I miss? And she doesn't realize the whole neighborhood created a Mrs. Metal Day to celebrate her. But there's this last page in the book that's like this follow-up that talks about holidays and traditions and how you can create them anywhere. And this is, you know, what parenting is. This is like a magical moment. You can just call it a, you know, you like to lay on the couch and watch a movie, just call it something. Call it Friday movie night and make snack trays. And like that becomes a holiday. That becomes a tradition. There's so many hidden. But one of the last lines in this, there are more holidays in the calendar than any one person could ever observe, but everyone needs something to celebrate and people to celebrate with. Sometimes the most wonderful occasions are the ones people make for themselves. The birthday party, the family trip, the neighborhood picnic that becomes bigger and better every year until it becomes a tradition. Mrs. Muddle's holidays are this kind. She is celebrating her favorite things. April showers, the beginning of summer, the first snow, but she is really celebrating friends, community, and love. And if I can say at the end of my life that I did this well, then that's my greatest wish. You know, that's what our kids will remember, that we celebrated each other, that we created these moments with them, and they want to see us celebrating. That makes them happy.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I don't know why that book is out of print either.
If I could go and lobby for one thing, I would go to Washington and be like, bring Mrs. Muddle back. It's the greatest book.
Oh, I love it. Kelly, thank you so much for just, first of all, just choosing to be on the internet. I mean, I'm grateful that the internet was there and I got to connect with you so many years ago, and you bring so much joy to people you don't even know.
Mostly, it is the most wonderful place with real connection and real women and people who have become my friends. I've met you in real life.
Yeah, we have.
And people who inspire me and make me a better mom. And like, I think it's a beautiful place. I think it's a good place to be.
Same, same. Thanks for spending your time with us.
Thank you for having me. This was a pleasure.
We hope that you enjoyed that episode with Kelly. So, Rebecca, help us know, what should our strategies be to struggle well based on what Kelly said?
So maybe we start to get a little bit selfish and we start to think first about what we enjoy and then bring our kids along into the mix, instead of trying to just either copy someone on Instagram or do things with our kids that we just hate. Or maybe we show up to school an hour early, break our kids out of school and take them to get Sonic. Because the thing is, they're going to think mom did that all the time. And really, you only did it like once or twice. Maybe you're going to figure out a way to lay down on the floor and play with your kids and take a rest while they think you're actively engaged.
So good.
Yeah.
I love that trick of the mind. They're going to think you did it all the time.
Yeah, I've thought of this. I haven't done it, but I think that I would like to wake them up at midnight when it becomes their birthday and take them to like one of those 24-hour breakfast places.
So smart. Yeah.
That sounds really fun. And I love breakfast. So yeah. I like it too. So yeah, I love it.
How did you meet her? When did you guys meet? What were the circumstances?
So she was my number 3 follow on Instagram, the third person I ever followed on Instagram. She had written a memoir that I read and loved, and apparently it was around the time Instagram came out. I also followed her blog pretty religiously. She's a Michigan girl who lives in Florida. So she comes up to Michigan every summer. And one of those summers, she stopped by Better Life Bags and I got to meet her. And we've been internet friends ever since.
That's neat.
Really sweet. Okay.
So we're going to be back next week over on Patreon. So if you don't want to miss a week of struggling well, and why would you ever, why don't you join us over there at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.
If you want to continue this conversation, we can all be found on the gram. Our show's page is at Mom Struggling Well. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am sometimes at Hey Emily Thomas.
Bye. Because we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.